The US Masters, the first major of the year on the golfing calendar, is in full swing at Augusta National, Georgia. It's the moment that we've all been waiting for. That magical moment when the fragrance of Augusta's impeccably mown fairways and the azaleas waft deliciously into your home through your television screen. It's the moment that the best golfers in the world gather once more to stride for the Masters title and a green jacket. Among them players like Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, Adam Scott, Zach Johnson, and naturally, the defending Masters champion and super talent, 22-year-old Jordan Spieth from Texas. Now, in just two appearances in the Masters, the young, fresh-faced Spieth has ignited and inspired a whole new generation of golfers around the globe. First in 2014, when he was joint runner-up to fellow American Bubba Watson, and then with his convincing victory last year. Spieth stormed to a record-equalling low tally of 18 under par 270, leaving England's Justin Rose and American Phil Mickelson trailing four behind. The Texan shares this all-time low record with Tiger Woods. In 1997, at the age of 21, Woods shot to fame with his record-breaking 270 and became the tournament's youngest champion. Spieth, also aged 21, equaled this record too last year, along with a host of others, most notably an incredible 28 birdies. A human herbaceous border is how BBC commentator Bruce Critchley once described the colourful scene of golf fans scattered around Augusta National. Indeed, the images which are broadcast around the world are so perfect, you would be forgiven for thinking that they are computer-generated. Perfection is the key here. The beautifully manicured course is spread over 400 acres. Even the colourful azaleas are timed to perfection so that they are in full bloom this week, providing a gorgeous backdrop to the famous par 3 12th hole. The bird song, the silent crowds, the anticipation, the elegant flutter of applause on the breeze, the roar as another birdie finds the cup, the super slick greens, amen corner, we could go on and on. If you're not one of the lucky few to be there in person this week in Georgia, then just sit back in the comfort of your own armchair and watch the drama at Augusta unfold on the box. Millions of golf fans from more than 200 countries will be glued to the television for the 80th Masters. It promises to be another gem of a tournament, never a dull moment, intense, intriguing, and truly inspiring.